This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's start with China today, shall we? It's been a while since we've checked in on the state of the world's most significant economic relationship. Strained is a good word to use, what with the still ongoing trade war and the Trump administration's pushback against Chinese technology, see also TikTok. And we've got some new numbers that help us quantify the extent of that strain. Long-term investment between the two countries, things like new factories and putting money into startups, is at a 9-year low. Marketplace's Scott Tong has the lay of the economic land.
The point of U.S. tariffs is to make manufacturing in China too expensive and get companies to leave. Some have, but there's little evidence factories are coming to the U.S., according to the report. It was co-written by the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations. Commission President Stephen Orlin says the jobs that left China went elsewhere.
So Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, other places, but it did not bring manufacturing back to the United States.
Chinese investment in the U.S. is also down because of the pandemic recession and because Washington is suspicious of Chinese companies like TikTok. And that's put pressure on Beijing to retaliate against foreign companies in China. Thilo Hanneman is with the Rhodium Group, which co-authored the report.
Foreign companies may be hesitant to further deepen their footprint inside of China. They might diversify away from their Chinese manufacturing bases over the next couple of years.
That's especially true in strategically important sectors like semiconductors. But he expects U.S.-China investment to continue in other areas, Disney opening theme parks in China, or Chinese clothing factories shipping their products here. To Hanneman, this matters in the big picture.
We know from history that two-way trade and investment and integration decreases the risk of conflict. If China really is isolated as a country, one of the biggest risk for all of us will be higher risk of a serious military confrontation.
In the first half of 2020, U.S. long-term investments in China fell 31%. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.